Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Home loans are the cheapest they've been in generations. The mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average interest rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell to just over 4% last week, the lowest since 1951. The plunging rates make it all the more surprising that a fast-growing number of Massachusetts homebuyers are not getting home loans at all. WBUR's Kurt Nakish reports they are plunking down all cash.
To a lot of us, the idea of ever having hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash to pay for a house outright seems pretty foreign. But typically, one of every 10 Bay State homes is paid with cash only. Lori Cadigan heads the Massachusetts Association of Realtors.
Probably one of the areas that we see it most commonly is the Kitty condo in Boston.
That's where parents of college-bound kids buy a place with plans to sell it after graduation. Or, Cadigan says, it's baby boomers downsizing or maybe buying a second home.
The other areas that we typically see cash purchases are in high-end communities where people have the liquidity to sort of purchase something outright.
But those scenarios don't explain why cash-only home sales are skyrocketing nowadays. So far this year, almost 4 out of every 10 homes sold in Massachusetts are bought with cash. And this seems to be a big reason.
Hearing no further advance over 365,000 going once. Hearing no further advance over 365,000 going twice.
Foreclosure auctions, short sales, distressed homes. Corey Hopkins with the real estate tracking firm The Warren Group says speculators and investors are fueling the growing number of cash-only home sales.
Bought for a song, a little bit is being invested in them, and then they're being flipped, turned into apartments.
The Warren Group's records show the number of cash sales started climbing 3 years ago. That's when the recession scared away many typical home buyers who usually get a home loan first. Banks have also been nervous about financing sales of foreclosed homes that haven't been maintained. So Hopkins says investors looking to make a buck are filling the void, paying cash, cleaning up the property, and putting it on the market a few months later.
You would think that putting especially properties maybe in blighted, more urban neighborhoods back into productive reuse, you would think that that's a good thing.
And Hopkins says it probably is good that speculators and investors are bridging the gap. But he says cash sales are not exactly what you think of when you picture a healthy housing market.
In a perfect market, in a perfect world, people are going to the bank first and using the bank's money to buy these homes.
In some recent cases, buyers who were having a hard time getting a bank loan just got fed up and spent their own cash savings. But what kind of a housing market is it when you have to have stacks of greenbacks to buy the white picket fence? The Warren Group's Corey Hopkins says the trend is perplexing.
One way or another, it may not prove health or non-health. It just certainly proves how strange 2011's housing market is.
One example of just how strange it is, in some Massachusetts communities, more than half of the homes sold this year have been paid with cold, hard cash. Those communities include Provincetown, New Bedford, and Cambridge. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nakish.